This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Two of the three former police officers charged in the death of Aurora resident Elijah McClain face one less charge in court next month. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
In court filings last week, the Attorney General's office dropped a sentence enhancer against Jason Rosenblatt and Randy Rodima, the officers who were second on the scene the night McClain was forcibly arrested by Aurora police, put into chokeholds, and then given ketamine. He later died at a hospital. The three officers and two paramedics who had contact with McClain that night faced felony charges in the 23-year-old's 2019 death. The trials for all of them are scheduled to start this fall. Both Rosenblatt and Rodima still face criminally negligent homicide and reckless manslaughter charges. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A measure to cut property tax rates and reduce Tabor refunds will be on the fall ballot. Conservative opponents sued to stop Proposition HH, arguing it violates a requirement that ballot measures only cover a single subject. But the state Supreme Court ruled today that the courts can't decide on a ballot measure's constitutionality until after voters have had their say. The heat in Denver hit a record high for the date today. The National Weather Service reported a 99-degree high at about 2 p.m. A red flag warning remains in effect until 7 for the Denver metro area, the Northern Front Range, and Eastern Plains. Colorado Springs tied a record high temperature for the date yesterday of 93 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 5:06. Stick with us.